for Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Lum and Abner in their Jot'em Down store preparing to turn their findings over to the law. Lum is attempting to get in touch with the town marshal. Listen.
Out of town? Well, he never told me nothing about it. When did he go? I see. When do you expect him back? Oh. All right, but next time, tell him you ought to notify me before he leaves that away. Oh, did he leave... Huh? Well, who did he leave in charge of the jail? Oh, well, that's all right, then. All right. Goodbye.
Oh, me, has Uncle Henry went out of town again?
Yeah, his brother's ailing again, so he went to see him.
Huh. Who's in charge of the jail?
Willie the Boodler.
Well, Willie's one of the prisoners.
Yeah, but he's more than likely... in charge down there. He's more reliable than Uncle Henry is. Leastways, he spends more time down there than Uncle Henry does.
Oh, yeah, Willie's a good man. Ain't no doubt about that. Smart, too.
Well, with the town marshal gone, we can't turn that box of Dr. Grills over to him.
No.
So it looks like we'll just have to turn it over to you.
To me?
Well, sure. You're the deputy town marshal.
Yeah, I know I am, Lama. Don't turn that box over to me. I don't want nothing to do with it.
It's your duty, though. You're the main law enforcement officer in town now.
Yeah, but you're the justice of the peace, Lama. It was your duty to investigate this whole thing.
Well, I'm going to do that, too. I'm going to throw out a drag's net that'll cover this whole country till I catch that Dr. Fontaine Grill. But it's your job to open up that box and get that evidence for me to convict Dr. Grill on. What's in that box there is the corpus delicti and the ex post facto.
Well, that ain't what I seen. I never taken a very good look when we peeked in there yesterday, but I seen enough to know there's a feller nailed up inside that box.
Well, that's what I mean. I was just using the legal law words for it, so...
Doggett, how do you reckon a nice-looking little feller like Dr. Grill could do a thing like that?
I don't know. He sure never looked the type. But then you never can tell. Come to think of it, though, he did have eyes that was close together.
Oh, them glasses he had on made them look close together. Them things magnified things, you know what?
Let me take these off. I can't see neither.
Huh? No,
better.
Oh, them's your new spectacles, ain't they?
That's a sure sign of a criminal, though.
It is.
Yeah, either close together or wide apart, I can't recollect which. Whatever it is, he had them.
Yeah, well, I can see now why he never wanted us to look in that box all right.
Yeah, and when he said to take a good care of it, we'd be rewarded. I know what he meant by it.
You do?
Yeah. Granny, let me put these glasses back on again. I can't even talk straight without them.
Well, that ought not to affect your talking, Lum.
Well, I know it. For some reason or other, though, I just can't talk good without my spectacles on.
Well, I've heard
can't
a reading...
Can't see what I'm saying.
Heard a reading glasses. I never heard a talking glasses before.
Well, it helps my eye teeth.
Oh.
Yeah, he was aiming on paying us some money to keep this quiet and not turn him over to the police.
You reckon that if he done what he done to get that feller's money?
Well, I wouldn't put it past him at all.
Doggett, I'm glad I'm broke.
Well, you better get back there and open it up and make a complete inspection and then report to me and I'll get in touch with the sheriffs all over the country.
But, Lum, I don't want to go back there and monkey around that thing.
You've got to, Abner. This matter has went further than what me and you want to do.
Yeah, but, Lum, I don't...
Hurry up, Abner.
Well, I've got to make the delivers, Lum.
Well, the delivers can wait. Justice and the law can't.
Well, Lum, I know what...
Take my glasses off again.
I can report to you right now what's in that box.
I think my pivot tooth spinning is what the trouble is.
Huh?
My pivot tooth is spinning.
Is that bothering your glasses?
Well, I don't know. Every time I put my glasses on, I can't talk straight.
That's what you get for swapping sight unseen with Grandpappy Spears, Lum. His eyes need glasses worse than you do.
And I think these are women's glasses. They talk too much.
You put them glasses on, your eyes bug out, you can knock them off with a stick.
Well, I look like I tromped on toad frog.
Why, sure. You better take them things off. That's causing your headaches. Ain't no doubt.
Well, get on back in the feed room now. Justice and the law can't wait.
Well, I'm not going back there, Lum. I don't want to go back there by myself.
You've got to make sure of this and then try to find something to identify the feller in that box.
Oh.
And find some clues why this crime was committed in the first place.
Well, you do that. You know more about it, Lum. I'll call up the sheriff. I'm a good telephoner. Best little old telephoner I ever seen.
All right, if you're afraid to go back there, I'll do it.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
But you're going to help me.
Huh?
Come on, let's get going and get it over with.
Well, all right. I can think of a lot of other things I'd rather do if I was having my druthers, though.
Hurry up.
Dr. Grill told us not to monkey around that box, and I dog as we ought to do like he says.
Yeah, but we know now he's a criminal, and I ain't going to have no criminal dictate to me. I know that.
Yeah, but you know what's in that box, Lum. That'll give you an idea of what happens to fellas that Dr. Grill don't like.
Well, it's too late to worry about that now. Besides, Dr. Grill ain't around here nowhere. He's on his way to Washington. Wait a minute. I bound you he never aimed on going to Washington at all. He just told us that.
Why, sure, he did. He might be hiding out around here somewhere, down there in the swamps by the river or someplace like that.
Well, if he is, my dragnets will get him.
Yeah, but if he's that close, I know good and well we oughtn't to be monkeying around that box, neither.
Well, I don't think he's hiding around here. Don't forget that he rode into the county seat with Ezra Seastrunk, and Ezra seen him get on the train.
He could have jumped out the window, though.
He could have, but I don't think he did.
He done it. He's
Ezra desperate. Said the last time he seen him was sitting in there talking to the news butch.
Yeah, Lum, that feller do anything, a little varmint that's making a weed.
Well, here, just stop talking and open the box.
I ain't got a hammer here. I reckon we can't do it now.
Well, there's a hammer around here somewhere. I reckon we can just pull them two top boards off of there with our hands. We were so scared yesterday, we never taken time to nail them back very good.
Scared yesterday? What do you think we are today?
Well, we just got to forget personal feelings. Go ahead, you open it.
Well, all right, but I still think we're... Dogus, wait a minute. There's the front door of the store. Customer, I've got to go away.
Well, wait, don't leave me here by myself.
I'll be right back. You can get that opened up.
Oh, hello, Mr. Abner.
Yeah, hello, Cedric. I'm glad you come in when you did.
Yes, Mom, I am too. Oh, hello, Mr. Long.
Yeah, howdy, Cedric.
I thought you had some work to do back in the feed room, Lum.
Well, I didn't think a certain somebody oughtn't to find out about a certain something, because he'll blab it all over town.
Oh.
I would not. What is it, Mr. Lum?
It ain't nothing, Cedric.
Well, he's bound to find out sooner or later, Lum. Grandpap knows about it, and he was with us yesterday. He'll blab it.
Well, I think we ought to keep it as quiet as we can for the time being.
What are you talking about?
Oh, nothing, Cedric. What do you want today? Peanut butter?
No, Mom. I got a hearing from Ernest Macmillan today, and I wondered if one of you fellas would read it to me.
From Ernest?
Yeah, it sounds better when somebody else reads it instead of me.
Why, sure. Give it here, Cedric. I'd love to know what he's got to say.
here it is. It starts right there.
Yeah, I know where a letter starts. That's the one before. Says, Dear Lug. This ain't for you, Cedric.
Yes, it is. That's what he calls me in all his letters. Me and him write a lot.
Oh, Dear Lug. Why don't you ever write to me, you knucklehead?
Ain't that wonderful? Good old Ernie.
I thought you said you wrote him a lot, Cedric.
Well, I wrote him last year. For me, that's a lot. Go on, Mr. Abner. Read it.
Says, look, Gooseface, all you have to do is pick up a pen and scrawl a few measly sentences on a piece of paper and mail it to me. It's really quite simple.
Gee, ain't that interesting.
I don't care if the letter ain't long, just so I get a lot of them. I've been over in this hole so long, a couple of lines from home looks better than Hedy Lamarr.
Ernest is a letter writer, and a wit, too.
Don't give me that old excuse that you ain't got time. Get a stack of those female things and use them. They're handy as the dickens, and they get through to us in good shape. So get on the ball, Lunkhead. Who's Lunkhead?
Oh, that's me, too. Ernest is my best friend.
Just give me a hint of what's going on back in the burg. Who's doing what and why? I ain't telling you a thing that goes on here till you dispatch a little info out my way. Your uninformed friend, Ernie. P.S. Write me... something. Guess that's all there is to it.
You scared me. I thought you were going to say something.
I thought there was.
Well, much obliged, Mr. Abner. It's the most interesting letter I believe I ever hear.
Interesting? He never told you nothing.
Love to get letters from Ernie. All that's right, such interesting. Well, so long. I'm going over and have Mr. Dick read this to me again. I'll see you later.
Yeah, so long, Cedric. Boy.
He's glad to get that giggle box out of here.
Yeah, he loves Ernie. I don't believe Cedric hardly knows what was in the letter. He's just so happy to get a hearing. Didn't matter to him what he said.
I hope he pays attention to what's in the letter and writes to Ernest.
Oh, me too.
You can tell from that how much them boys over there enjoys getting letters regular. Not just once in a great while.
Yeah, I know little Pearl keeps telling us the same thing. Write to her as often as we can, she says. She don't care how short the letters are, just so we keep them coming. Hey, what was that noise?
I don't know. Sounds like he come from the feed room. Come on.
Oh, my lum, if that's Dr. Grill, we better not be going back.
Oh,
there.
I'm sure it ain't him. I think. Well, for the land's sakes, looky there.
Grandpap, what are you doing back here?
Huh?
Who said you could open that box?
Oh, well, I tell you, fellas, after what we seen in this pigeon-toed box yesterday, I got so dad blame curious I couldn't stand it no longer and just had to come over here and have another look. Don't be mad at me.
I dog is long. Look, there's a hand on the floor there.
I'm looking at it.
Grandpap, how can you do this? What are them iron rod things there for?
Them's all parts of your stabbing-legged man.
Huh?
He ain't no human after all.
Ain't no human?
No, it's just a big iron doll of some kind.
A doll?
That's all it is. To think I lost a whole night's sleep worrying over this knock-kneed thing.
Doggy Grandpap, you don't know what a relief this is. Just a doll, huh?
Now, Grannies, wait a minute, though. If this is just a big iron doll here, why was Dr. Grill toting it clean to Washington?
Huh?
And why did he tell us to guard the box but not look inside of it?
Listen again for Lum and Abner and their three rings on the Pine Ridge party line. Meanwhile, good night and good health to you all. Gene Baker speaking. This is the American Broadcasting Company.